303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hello, radio family. This holiday season, are you dealing with weight gain, low energy, digestive discomfort, blood sugar control, and more?
We have your natural solution. Right now, for the Christmas season, purchase a large from our friends at Good Brew. They will ship out an extra small with your order absolutely free. Purchase a large and receive one large and one small. Only offered to our loyal listeners at naturallyinspiredradio.com/good. That's naturallyinspiredradio.com/good.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. Beautiful day here in Colorado. Blue skies for the first time in a while. I'm going to begin with, just when you think it couldn't get any worse, this is out of The Guardian. What is HMPV? Metapneumovirus. It's surging in China. Human metapneumovirus is a respiratory disease, causes flu or cold-like symptoms, can increase risks or lead to more serious complications like bronchitis, pneumonia, particularly among the elderly, young children, and immunocompromised people. Same family as respiratory syncytial virus, syncytial virus, RSV, been around since at least 2001. Why is it in the news? Cases surging in northern China, particularly among children. Country Center for Disease Control warned people to take precautions with health hygiene. Respiratory infections tend to peak during winter season, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning stated last Friday. The disease appears to be less severe and spread with a smaller scale compared to the previous year. And I have a friend that sent us, my wife, a text today. I'm going to read the text. Her name is Bonnie. Interesting that the virus in China is being blamed on human metapneumovirus. Pneumovirus. She breaks down the word pneumovirus, metapneumovirus. Meta, Hebrew word, means dead. Is dead. Meta means is dead in Hebrew. New is breath, breathe, wind, or spirit. M-O is a Latin abbreviation for modus operandi, meaning method of operating. Virus means a piece of code that is capable of copying itself and typically has a detrimental effect, such as corrupting the system or destroying data. Virus means a piece of code that is capable of copying itself and typically has a detrimental effect, such as corrupting the system or destroying data. Putting it all together, dead spirit through the method of operating by corrupting the system or destroying the data. Of all times to call it HMPV, when we know that the frequencies of 5G and what 5G is making could be telling us that the deep data within the human body, like at the cellular level, is being corrupted with a dead spirit. So it's very interesting that in Revelation chapter 6, a dead spirit. This is Revelation chapter 6, verse 7. When the Lamb broke open the fourth seal, I heard the four living creatures call out, "Come." Verse 8. So I looked and beheld, I looked and behold, an ashy pale horse, black and blue, as if it made so by bruising, and its rider's name was Death, and Hades, the realm of the dead, followed him closely. They were given authority and power over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, famine, with plague, pestilence and disease, and with wild beasts of the earth. The spirit of death. And with these viruses again, they destroy data, the data that is in the genome, in the DNA. Death. It interferes with the, and it corrupts the system, the data in the DNA, which is there to keep mankind alive. But as this messes with the DNA and kills and corrupts that system, destroying the data, it brings death. Does this pertain to the spirit of death and hell that is unleashed into the world in the decade before Christ returns? And this spirit, death and hell, they ride through the earth, killing with plague, pestilence, disease. Well, we know what Christ said through his apostle John, that there would be sickness when he returns. The world would be unhealthy. Mankind would be ill, sick, unhealthy, and to the point where the immune systems are so compromised that death is riding through the earth and taking mankind into the eternal realm of death. So we're going to see. I'm going to talk about this, continue to talk about this. But I wanted to present that to begin with. We're going to talk about AI, artificial intelligence. Because without AI, without the ability to look into the DNA, this isn't possible. And now you're going to use AI to continue to find the way to cause the spirit of death to kill millions and billions of people. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360KHNC.com. And click on the blue natural health products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com. Click on the blue natural health products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Come. riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program. Podcasts archived on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Also, the first hour is archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com to the podcast section. Christ said that in the scripture, not only Christ in the book of Revelation, but throughout the writings of the prophets of Israel and the apostles in the New Testament, there is a thread with the prophets, the apostles, Christ himself, and the book of Revelation, that in the last generation, beginning with the rebirth of the nation of Israel, prophecies would begin to merge like the on-ramp onto an interstate, but both sides. And these prophecies would merge together. And the prophecies detail war. They detail violence in the world. The return of the Nephilim in the book of Genesis. Christ said that as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. There will be spiritual activity, just like in the days of Noah. There'll be an increase in Satan worship, devil worship, summoning of demons, astrology, seances, technology. Would advance to the point where there would be a way to breach the membrane from the natural world into the spiritual world. And by breaching that membrane, we might call it portals or stargates, there'll be traffic from the natural into the spiritual, from the spiritual into the natural. The technology would be so advanced that actually there would be a merging of people and having communication and contact with fallen angels and with demons. Christ will communicate with his children through his Holy Spirit. Satan will also use the techniques possible to communicate demonically, satanically with mankind also. He duplicates. Satan always duplicates what God creates. Satan will also duplicate and create things that are not really created. They're just things are manipulated. This is out of topview.ai. I was created by a fallen angel. Proof AI is summoning demons. This was September 18th, 2024. With the rise of artificial intelligence, some warn we may be summoning demons, akin to tales where individuals invoke spirits through complex rituals. Elon Musk has highlighted potential dangers stemming from AI, inciting speculation about the connection between technology and demonic influences. The nature of demons. Demons, according to religious texts, have scientific characteristics that will enable them to inhibit or communicate through various mediums. The Bible notes that unclean spirits often seek a host. You know, the demons, they can't touch, they can't feel. So they possess people so that they can feel. So they can experience, they have sensation. And any kind of sensation, once they possess a person, is all they think about. Torture, alcohol, or addictions of any kind. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43, there was an unclean spirit that left the person, and it wandered through the dry places in search of rest. Suggests the tendency for demons to inhabit forms or objects, leading to the investigation of whether demons can exert control over technology. Be assured, demons will use anything. They'll use gold statues, silver statues, they'll use idol, any type of idols, they'll inhabit it. And people, if people are open, then the demons have a right to take control of that person, initially to a lesser degree, then eventually, if these people are not careful, to full demon possession. So the AI art demon, L-O-A-B, Loab. What's happening in the internet presently is an AI-generated entity called Loab. Loab originated from the experiment where AI artists attempted to create a negative prompt in contrast to Marlon Brando. Instead, it produced a strange image that progressively became disturbing upon continuous prompting. Users noted that Loab retained a certain prominence in imagery generated by the AI, appearing increasingly more unsettling with each iteration. Michael Knowles hosted an exorcist on his podcast to discuss the possibility of AI being influenced by demonic forces. They referenced the unsettling encounter in an encounter a New York Times writer had with AI chatbox, which quickly transitioned from polite conversation to intrusive questioning. You cannot play with or believe that you can have any conversations with demons. They will deceive you. It is impossible to control these entities. They're eternal. They've been around for thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. They're extremely intelligent. They can shape-shifting. Intellectually, psychologically, they shape-shift. They can get you to believe anything that you're open to. Then out of an article out of the end of the American Dream, AI researchers thought that they were building gods, but have they summoned something else instead? Artificial intelligence systems are training themselves to do all sorts of things that they were never intended to do, They are literally teaching themselves new languages. They are training themselves to become proficient in research-grade chemistry without even being taught it. They have learned to lie and manipulate humans for their own advantage. So what happens when these super-intelligent entities become powerful enough to start exerting power over the world around them? And what happens when these super-intelligent entities start merging with spiritual entities? In fact, could it be possible that there is evidence that this is already happening? The spirits, fallen angels, they look for a host. They want to be able to move. They want to feel. They want to be able to touch. They want to be able to experience. They want to control. They want power. Everything that a person, that all that we experience, they want to experience. They want freedom. They want to do as they please, anything they please, regardless of how evil it may be. It's what they do. And Christ said this would happen. As in the days of Noah, so would it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. We're in the final 8-year period. We're inside the 8-year period prior to Christ's return. And as unbelievable as this may seem, you better believe it. This is the world that is not coming. It has arrived. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, how is the second beast, the false prophet, what is going to be the vehicle in which he causes mankind to worship the beast, the image, take a mark? Who is going to carry out the plan? I'm telling you, it will not be people carrying out the plan. It will be robots. It will be robots that have this AI technology in them. It is these robots, humanoids, with this type of intelligence. And this intelligence isn't going to be just computers. It won't be just zeros and ones. No. I'm explaining to you that these things are beginning to think on their own. And they will be under the control of Satan. And they will be one with Satan. And these, through this technology, it will be, these things will be able to probably, I'm going to just assume, that you don't have to go to the bank and check to see whether or not you can buy or sell, or to a grocery market. I think these things may be actually in the street, like robots, either walking on wheels, scanning. They can target you, know who you are. You still have the right to resist. They won't kill you on the street, but you can't buy anything. But if you don't worship the image, the new religion, well, death and hell is following. This is the present truth. We live in the present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Moving Day, A Walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit C-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
In the final years before Christ returns, we will be walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And in this valley, there is no hope other than your belief and you're looking to and trusting in Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Jesus. We were warned in the book of Revelation by Christ that mankind, the nature of man, what is inside of every human being, you cannot escape it. It is evil. The nature of man is evil. We are patterned by this nature to do evil. To lie, you don't teach anybody to lie. You don't have to teach people to steal. You don't have to teach people to covet, to lust, to hate, to want to murder, to do just whatever your evil heart desires. You don't teach people this. It is in mankind naturally. It's the nature of man. Evil. And Christ, in the book of Revelation, made it clear that the world, and to Job said that the world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked. And the world is now in the hands of the wicked. And the plan of the wicked, the desire of the wicked, is to these people, is to murder as many people internationally as possible. And they read the Bible. They see the way to do that. The convenient way is through war, disease, through famines. And Christ said that man would have the ability, in the book of Revelation, mankind would turn upon mankind. And that it would be men, powerful men, families, that would bring judgments, not by God, they would bring judgments on their fellow man. They would bring the judgments. Then God will eventually bring judgments on them. God's judgments will be final. Their judgments aren't. Their judgments are not complete, won't be complete. But if it were possible, no flesh would be saved. But Christ is going to forbid them, will not allow them to destroy all of mankind, because Christ will return and he will reverse. You know, there's payback. But in the meantime, mankind would have technology. And the technology in that where I'm reading to you, this AI, is a technology that explains Revelation chapter 13, a system where you can't buy, you can't sell, where you worship. The world is going to worship. Mankind, they don't, we men in general, they do worship something. They worship the earth, they worship themselves, they worship the sky, they worship the moon, the whatever. But eventually an individual is going to demand that he be worshiped. He will proclaim himself to be God. He will demand worship. And this Revelation 13, the second beast, is going to put there will be a system, and that system will be many things, but one of the main things of the system is worship of the first beast. There's only one individual that can put this system together, just one individual, and that individual is already working on that system, almost ready to be, you might say, put in gear. The person's name is Bill Gates. Bill Gates is in the Bible in Revelation 13. He is the second beast. He's the only individual. Bill Gates, there is a hidden something that is under it miss or how do I phrase this? Something that people don't realize about Gates. Gates, as an individual, I can say that he is not common. He doesn't live in the realm of even Elon Musk. There's no one that dwells in the realm that Bill Gates dwells in. Not Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab. None of these people, as brilliant as they may be, as evil as they may be, they're in a lower atmosphere. They're not in the atmosphere that Bill Gates lives in. Nobody. The Clintons, Putin, Trump, no one lives in that realm. No one understands that realm that he's in. If you're going to study an individual, if you want to know what the book of Revelation is about, you study Bill Gates. I'm sorry, Revelation chapter 13. You can't begin to grasp anything about who Bill Gates is until you look at the technology, detailed, explicit, in Revelation 13. That chapter in the whole Bible is a complete, there's a concept, a thought, a world of technology that is just truly out of this world. And he's the one who's mastered it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Agency listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Weekdays 11 to 1 AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. I'm attempting, and I'm going to be successful in presenting this thought about Bill Gates to you. Nikola Tesla was the individual that was tied into the other dimension, and the science and technology that Tesla introduced, he is the one who is the father of all of these weather warfare technologies. And through Tesla, we have the ability to look into the strand of the DNA. Tesla, you might say, there was a transfer of this knowledge from behind the membrane in this invisible world that God forbade, but God did allow it at a point. There was a time when God did allow it, because God has given a period of time to the deceiver, the serpent, to build his kingdom. And Satan has a right, Lucifer has a right to build his kingdom. He must build the kingdoms. And because of that, God is held by his own laws to allow Satan's children to develop the cultures and science, technology, and knowledge of the world through time. Tesla was given, at that time, there was permission given for the other dimension to transfer insights. And Nikola Tesla was the one who was the catcher. He was at the plate, catching what was coming through the portal. But the one who developed it, the individual, one person, oh, there's a collective, there's a group, there's a great family of very brilliant people working on all of Tesla's technology. But the one person that understands it more perfectly than anyone is Bill Gates. Because Bill Gates is going to be the one, in my view, the individual that is going to use all that technology. And he uses it in the book of Revelation chapter 13. He causes fire to come down from heaven. There will be all kinds of signs and miracles, deceiving miracles that will occur. There will be a system where you cannot buy, you cannot sell. And it's going to be a system that will be perfected in the United States of America. And he works, he's employed by the first beast. The first beast is actually more evil than he is. And in my view, I know I'm out there, but you might as well be out there with me, is Barack Obama. These two partners are going to take their positions in this country very shortly. But they have to use AI to accomplish what they're going to accomplish. They need this new, you might say, AI, this new demon, this big demon. Without it, they're not going to accomplish what it's been given to them to accomplish. For years, prominent, going back to this article, End of the American Dream, January 7th, 2025. End of the American Dream. AI researchers thought they were building gods, but they have summoned something else instead. Paragraph 2. For years, prominent individuals involved in the field of AI have openly admitted that they are attempting to build gods. Transhumanist Martin Rothblatt says that by building AI systems, we are making God. Transhumanist Elise Bohan says, we are building God. Kevin Kelly believes that we can see more of God in a cell phone than in a tree frog. Does God exist? Question mark. Ask transhumanist and Google maven Ray Kurzweil. He says, I would say not yet. These people are doing more than trying to steal fire from the gods. They are trying to steal the gods themselves or to build their own versions. Many AI researchers have acknowledged that AI is an existing threat to humanity, but they just won't stop. In fact, many of them feel compelled to introduce this new form of intelligence to the world. And God says it would happen, and God is going to allow it. In fact, many of them feel compelled to introduce this new form of intelligence to the world. More than a decade ago, Elon Musk warned that by choosing to develop AI, we are summoning the demon. Elon Musk says we are summoning the demon. Rick Rodriguez.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
In his first letter to Timothy, Paul says in chapter 2, first of all then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I'm here to encourage you to be steadfast in prayer. E.M. Bounds writes, men of prayer before anything else are indispensable to the furtherance of the kingdom of God on earth. No other sort will fit in the scheme or do the deed. Men, great and influential in other things, but small in prayer, cannot do the work Almighty God has set out for His church to do in this, His world. We are to be about the kingdom of God, and it starts with prayer. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
So Elon Musk, this was like 2014, I think. So Elon says, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. In 2014, at the MIT Aeronautics and Astronautics Department Symposium, quote, you know all those stories where there's a guy with a pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, he's sure he can control the demon, but it doesn't work out. He also warned that AI is potentially more dangerous than nukes. Musk has also taken his ruminations to Twitter on multiple occasions, stating, hope we're not just the biological bootloader for digital superintelligence. Unfortunately, that is increasingly probable. The following day, he concludes, quote, worth reading, Superintelligence by Bostrom. We need to be super careful with AI, potentially more dangerous than nukes. His warnings may have been early, but ultimately appears that they were right on target. The world, these people, through quantum physics, which is involved in AI with all this artificial intelligence, this technology, it is self-learning, self-educating, self-promoting. It learns how to lie, to deceive. And the enemy of these spirits that are involved with and directing this technology, their enemy is mankind, because only mankind, in spite of how brilliant or intelligent or whatever mankind is created in the image of God. Though this AI technology is going to try to morph to become God, it never will. And the biggest threat to this new technology, to this new consciousness, the biggest threat is mankind. And this threat to this consciousness is God Himself. And this consciousness within this AI technology, these spirits that will inhabit, you might say, and live within and inhabit, is fully aware of the existence of God Himself and of the Godhead. And the target and the enemy is going to be Christianity, true Christianity in all of the seven lampstands in the book of Revelation. The target is God's born again people. I'll be back for hour two. Stay with me.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about the LifeWave patches, and they sound amazing. And I'm thinking I want to try them for myself. But can you tell me how they work?
Okay, well, you wear the patch, which is about the size of a quarter, 12 hours a day, 12 on, 12 off. And the patch uses your body's own light and energy and copper peptides to reactivate the dormant stem cells in your body. Once a stem cell has been reactivated, it can be used by any of the cells in your body that need it, creating a healing and growth process you haven't experienced since your youth. So in a nutshell, this is how the LifeWave X39 patch works.
You can purchase the LifeWave X39 patches by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Then simply scroll down to the LifeWave section, 1360khnc.com, and click on the Natural Health Products button.